Hi, and welcome to Time, Money, and Organization, an audio series in which we look at common problems for crafters and creatives and find solutions. I'm Jenny, and usually I blog here at Little Girl Designs, but I thought I'd mix it up a little bit and share with you via these podcasts as well as through the show's notes below. I decided to do this because I get questions all the time about these three frustrations of lack of time, lack of money, and organization issues. And when I sat down to write a post about them, it ended up being quite a novel. So I thought I'd just record an audio podcast of sorts for you. I mentioned this last time, but just in case you're starting with this podcast, you might notice me mention different exercises and resources that go along with these podcasts. These will be available below for those of you who want to delve deeper into the material if something resonates with you. I have a list of resources as well as a workbook full of exercises that will take you through all of these topics of time, money, and organization. So today we're going to be talking about money. This is not exactly the most popular subject in the world when it comes to creativity, but it's definitely something that can hold us back, or at least make us feel like we're stuck when it comes to creating. I'm not going to be sharing how to set up a budget or how to quickly pay down your debt, though I'll link to a resource or two in the show notes below if that's what you need. What I do want to talk about is a phrase that I've been really thinking about lately that happens to be along the same line, as well as some ways to find cash for your crafts. Hopefully, this will encourage you to rethink how you're approaching your lack of resources at the moment. I'm sure many of you have heard about picking a word to learn about and focus on throughout the year as a kind of a theme. I've tried to do this in the past, and for one reason or another, it's never really caught on for me. But that said, near the end of last year, in many different areas of my life, I began to notice the phrase about being faithful in the small things pop up everywhere. I began to see just how much the small things really do matter. And I promise I'll circle around to what this has to do with money in a moment, okay? But anyway, as humans, we tend to want to go big or go home. We want instant results and want to move on with our lives and not have to slowly but surely work on every little thing. But for better or for worse, that's not how life works. I'd go as far as to say that there's no such thing as overnight success in any area of life. What we see as overnight success always has a history that comes with it. Think of it this way. If you want to lose weight, you need to slowly but surely change your eating habits as well as incorporate exercise into your life. The more consistent you are in doing this, the more success you'll likely have in reaching your goal. And that consistency, broken down, is literally doing what you need to do in a moment by moment, day by day basis. Whether it's exercise, keeping your house clean, learning a new skill, managing money, or growing in your creative practice, the little movements forward on a consistent basis really matter. When it comes to our present situation of maybe not having a lot of money for craft projects, we really have a choice. We can allow that frustration to simmer and not do anything about it except complain. Or we can look around, pray that we can have new eyes to see, and begin using what we already have. That's the first thing I want to share with you, the importance of being faithful in the small things. If you only have a little money to spend on art supplies right now, that's okay. Use what you have and take care of those supplies. Also, try to stay open to the possibilities that surround you. Look around your house. Really look for objects that can be turned into supplies for crafting. If you love to paint but can't afford canvas, paint on cardboard. I know of painters who now make their living off of painting, but when they were starting out, they used buckets of house paint instead of acrylics and painted on anything they could get their hands on for practice. If you want to sew but don't have fabric, do you have any old sheets or clothing your kids have outgrown that could be repurposed? I know, it's not as fun as going to the craft store and having a shopping spree, but you might be surprised with how much you already have at your fingertips. If you truly want to create, you'll still be able to make beautiful things, even if your supplies aren't the most amazing ones on the market. I'd even go as far as to say that your projects will have a very unique look to them because they won't be prepackaged from the craft store. On a side note here, It's really important to have at least one friend who gets this. If all of your creative friends have huge budgets, you're going to be probably easily discouraged because you'll always feel like you have a case of the have-nots. So I'd encourage you to seek out a supportive friend or two who's either been there or who is still in that place so you can encourage each other. Not bemoan your sad state, but truly encourage each other to be creative with what you have right now. So let's talk about some ways to make and save money for our creative projects. Last year when I first started Little Girl Designs, we were putting all of this money into the site to make it what it is today, but that meant our extra money that would have been for crafting or little extras here and there was being swallowed up by the blog, which didn't instantly bring in any money. I wanted to see if I could save some extra money for blog projects and other creative endeavors, so I began experimenting. And one of the things I did right away was become reacquainted with Swagbucks. I'm not sure if you know what that is, but what it is you sign up for an account and then use the main page as your search engine, and you earn points that you can then trade in for gift cards at Amazon.com or wherever. Honestly, in the past, it took about a billion years. Well, maybe not that many, but it took a long time to get any swag bucks. So I had actually given up on it. But then I began noticing that a lot of other moms and bloggers were getting back into it. So I just started spending a short amount of time each day doing the poll of the day or searching. And sometimes I would do a survey or two if I had the time. And this actually began to add up, and I was able to cash in my points a couple of times a month for our Amazon cards, which I used to buy supplies or gifts for my family, which is pretty awesome. I also signed up to do online surveys around this time, and though you're not likely to become a millionaire doing them, they also add up. As a side note, I don't spend a lot of time on either one of these because I have other things to do, but I just wanted to share that because those can be two fairly simple ways to bring in a little bit of cash each month for you. Another resource I've been using this year to save money is my own version of the 52-week savings plan. If you're not familiar with this plan, what you do is you save $1 the first week, $2 the second week, $3 the third, and continue until the end of the year. So you end up saving a nice chunk of money, but the problem I ran into was we, in our family, we budget to zero, and though I could find a way to save $1 here and a few dollars there, by the end of the year, I would have to save $202 in December. That's for the last 4 weeks of the year, that's $49, $50, $51, and $52. And honestly, if I had $200 of extra cash floating around each month, I wouldn't have a craft cash problem. So I made my own savings plan, which still uses the same principle of saving, but isn't quite as extreme. And I also made a rule that I can use that savings whenever I need it for projects, because having to wait an entire year to buy some craft glue or glitter is just sad. You can also play a little savings game with yourself and see how much you can save from your grocery bill or gas bill each week. $5 might not seem like a lot, but it'll add up. And here's a fun tip I learned recently. When you're finished grocery shopping, put 2 to 3 items back. Unless you followed your list absolutely perfectly, it's likely that you added a few unneeded items along the way. And this is a great way to save without having to use coupons. And it's a lot more than 25 cents off here and 50 cents off there, right? When it comes to your creative practice, a good thing to remember is that you making things is part of your DNA. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the game of thinking you need all the things at the craft store so you can make that cute project on Pinterest. Your own inherent creativity can do more than that. Yes, maybe you won't be able to make that exact project, but what else can you complete? As you work consistently, you're going to be building a body of work. And honestly, if you're using supplies that are from around your house and yard and things you've gleaned from your walks and from friends who don't really want some things anymore and they've given them to you, you're going to be creating a really unique collection of work. So don't let your desire to make be held back by your lack of resources. Your lack of resources could greatly inform your next breakthrough. I really want to encourage you here because I think the bigger problem here is fear, not money. We want to make things and we also kind of want to blend in. We see these cute DIY projects online and want to exactly emulate them. It's nothing wrong with that, but I also want to encourage you to trust your own creative instincts enough to branch out and try things that are not exact replicas of other people's projects. I can hear you now, but my projects turn out terribly and they're so ugly, so I'd rather just follow someone else's instructions, to which I say, okay, but keep on following your own path and keep on making ugly things. Seriously, the truth is every single one of us creates work that is terrible when we're walking out on our own for the first time. But really, who cares? Is the fact that you painted a lousy looking painting in your eyes going to make the world stop? So you'll be out of a bit of paint, maybe a canvas and some time. But you will have stretched yourself and learned. And if you put on some music and danced while you painted, well, you probably had a good time when you were making your less than amazing art. I realized at one point that one of my fears concerning art making was, what if all of this is a huge waste of time and money? I wrote this question out in my journal, looked at it, let it sink in, and then something inside of me just started laughing. I started laughing at my fear because the thought came to me of, well, what else are you going to do? Watch TV? Isn't that a waste of time? What else will you do that'll be somehow worthy of being meaningful in your life? I saw that even if I'm not successful monetarily or whatever, I still will be successful in creating and living a beautiful life for myself and my family. I know this conversation has kind of veered a bit from the subject of money, but as I was thinking about this episode, I realized I'd be wrong to not mention that so much of money is rooted in fear. I highly recommend taking a few minutes to write out your fears concerning your creativity and then going through them one by one to see if they're really valid. More than likely, you'll be able to talk yourself out of each and every one of them. There might be a few things that are actually valid to consider as you create. And those are things that you need to keep in mind, meaning if you have a fear that your creative life will take over your entire life and you'll not have time for your family anymore, that's actually a valid thing to consider as you create. Doing so will help you to not create in a vacuum and will keep you sensitive to the needs of those around you. Phew, okay. I feel like we need to meet for a cup of coffee and a treat now and really chat. I appreciate you sticking around for this episode since money is one of those subjects that can be really awkward to talk about. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'll link to some resources that have been helpful to me in the show notes below, as well as the workbook I created to go along with these podcasts. And that workbook will walk you through some exercises to really get to the bottom of how you approach time, money, and organization as a creative. I also included a printable version of my 52-week savings plan that you can print out and start using today. It's in that workbook as well. Next week, we'll be talking about organization, our third biggest frustration when it comes to crafting and creativity. I think this is actually going to be a really fun episode and a little different from the usual organization advice out there. In other words, I'm not going to reveal my new craft room, but I will share tips that I'm using in my current space that could help you. Thanks so much for tuning in, and as always, have a lovely and creative day.